Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
November, everyone. Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call. You just heard Charlotte Day Wilson with Keep moving. And it seems like time keeps moving because we are already at the start of November. Last night was Halloween. I hope wherever you were, you had a wonderful, somewhat spooky evening. Out in the West End, we had plenty of trick-or-treaters coming by. I think we had something like 520 little chocolate bars and then like 100 Cheetos. And we went through them all in like an hour and a half. We were fully inundated with lots of kids in cute and creepy costumes alike. Very fun out there sipping hot chocolate in 18-degree weather, which admittedly, it's probably a little concerning for the state of the world's climate. Yes, that is certainly true, but last night it was quite useful. Lots of kids running around, having fun. Always good to see. It is November 1st, and that means it's also the start of CFRC's funding drive. That's right, it's going live today. If you head on over to cfrc.ca and click on donate, you'll see you can either do a direct donation on the CFRC website between $10 and $1,000, or if you're looking for a tax receipt, you can click Give to Queens and go through that process there. The funding drive is perhaps the most important time of the year for CFRC because that money is going towards a ton of important projects here in the studio and in the broader community. It's worth noting that CFRC is the only true independent kind of alternative media option here in the city of Kingston, and to be honest with you, the only true local-based broadcaster left after Chorus Entertainment cut, I think, something like 300 jobs. Seems like the only stations that weren't affected were us and CJAI, Amherst Island. So we're very fortunate in that sense that we are able to be independently funded, largely through the incredible contributions of our donors and, of course, Queen students. Please do pay that student fee. It's not a lot, and it goes a long way. So the funding drive is underway. There's a lot of really cool stuff that you can get. You donate certain amounts. You get some CFRC swag thrown on top of that as well. So I really do encourage you folks, if you're feeling generous, even if it's in your mind not a big donation, $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, all of it goes towards keeping us independently funded, which means we can keep doing our thing, be it music, sports, news. We are the only game in town that is truly local and truly invested in what you find interesting. So that's my first of, admittedly, at least two more pitches about the funding drive. But let's get back to the music, and I think a very fitting way for us to kick off November is with a song by the Gorillaz and the late, great MF Doom, all caps on that as well. We're going to hit you with November Has Come, because November has come. It's here. We're sitting in the month of November. Just a reminder as well, folks, clocks go back tomorrow. I think it's 2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m. all over again. So if you're like me and you don't get a lot of sleep to begin with, plan on getting an extra hour in there because, well, daylight savings time is going to take that hour away from you. So there you go. There's my reminders for you. Funding drive is underway. Daylight savings were falling back tomorrow evening. I think 2 a.m. is usually the cutoff date. And to ring in the start of the funding drive, the impending daylight savings, we have got a classic. This is November Has Come from the Gorillaz and the iconic, the dearly missed MF Doom, right here on your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Slow it down some, no split clown bum, your gold hit sound dumb, hold it now, crown them, where you found them at, got them round town, could have drowned in it, would have floated, bloated, voted, sugar coated, loaded, hip shooter, draw for the poor, free, coffee at the banks, hit through the scraw, none more for me, thanks, that blanks the roar, that dank sure stank lit, sank past the pit for more hardcore prank spit, crank it on blast, roll past front street, blew the whole spot like some old ass with skunk meat, these kids is too fast, juice off a junk tree, who could get looser off a crunk or a funk beat?
Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come? It's
A spigot. My guess is yes, you can. Like, can I kick it wicked? Lick a shot if you happy and you know it. As you clap your hands to the thick snot of a poet flowing. Rope a pen and I'm in. Cope hymen, dope or rhyming. More worth it than the whole diamond. Acquired off the black market. A wire tapping couldn't target. A jar spit. The rapid fire spark lit. Zit. A rapper bug zapper. And it don't matter after if there's a thug or dapper. Plug your trap or it's maximum exposure. The beast got family members asking them for closure. Send them a gun and tell them clean it. Then go get the nun who said her son didn't mean it. She wore a filled in thong or billabong and said, nah, for real, I'm a gorilla, I'm a gorilla, John.
Something started today. Where did he go? Why you wanted to be where you know November has come.
Thank you.
us. Gonna make it all right. Gonna dance like we ain't using somebody else's money tonight. And the guys have left themselves for dead. Tripped and killed the boss. Well, you know I never mean what I say, but I'm sorry for your loss. I know you do.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
Sets to you is the feeling of being in motion again. It's the most extraordinary thing in the world. I have two big hands and a heart pumping blood and a 1967 Colt 45 with a busted safety catch. The world shines.
are back. That was Bruce Cockburn with Lovers in a Dangerous Time. That's a real throwback. We're talking late 1980s, early 1990s, before a lot, certainly, of our student listeners were born. Certainly before I was born. What's up, folks? This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Here's a recap of your music block. Prior to Mr. Cockburn, we had The Mountain Goats with Going to Georgia. We had New Peach Pit with Am I Your Girl? New Soccer Mommy with Abigail. And yes, Stardew Valley people, it is named after that Abigail. Arguably best girl, purple hair, loves amethyst. Fantastic. In that block, we also had new Declan McKenna with Champagne. Disclosure with Arachnids. And we kicked off that music block with the late great MF Doom and the Gorillaz with November Has Come. Because November has come. It is Friday, November 1st. A little cooler than the last couple days, and certainly one heck of a wind blowing as I came in this morning. If I had any hair, it probably would have blown it straight off my head. But thankfully, no problem there. As I mentioned earlier, and as you heard a promo for, it is CFRC's funding drive. Head over to cfrc.ca/donate. You can either donate through Queens or through cfrc.ca directly. Or, hey, if you want to donate and catch a pretty great show while you're at it, you could also go to iwacanada.ca and purchase tickets for CFRC and IWA's Wrestling School of Rock, a joint promotion professional wrestling event with a portion of the proceeds going to CFRC's funding drive. Lots of great ways to drop down some money to the station you love the most. Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC 101.9 FM. And I think it's just about that time for the Wordle. Wordle? The Bandle? I don't think playing the Wordle would be a very auditorily stimulating experience for you. The Bandle, however, you can play along at home. Bandle is like Wordle in that you have 6 attempts to try and divine the puzzle. However, instead of a 5-letter word, we have a song that has been put through midification software. So they've made it sound MIDI, you know, chip-tuned, all that good stuff. And it will give you a couple clues before you start playing. So today I know the song is from 1995. I would have been probably around 1 year old. It has 100 million views on YouTube, and it's classified as a medium difficulty par 3. Last week, and I think this is the first time it hasn't been a soundtrack song. Usually Fridays are soundtrack songs. Last week, it was a soundtrack song from 1984, and it happened to be Ghostbusters, which we got within about 5 seconds. I don't think we'll have the same luck today. Looking at the year 1995, quite a consequential one in terms of news stories. However, they are all just so crushing that I don't really want to dive into them. So I want to look at some of the movies that were big in 1995, and it's a pretty interesting year for movies as well. The most popular movie at the box office in 1995 is not Toy Story. Toy Story is actually second with $363 million. I was certain it would be a shoo-in. But the most popular movie at the box office starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson. That's right, it's Die Hard with a Vengeance. The third Die Hard. It is pretty good. It is pretty good. It's actually probably my favorite Die Hard, to be honest with you. Really, honestly, there's probably only 2 good movies in that entire franchise, but that's the best one. Apollo 13, fantastic. I'm not a big space guy, but I do love Apollo 13. Just a tremendous kind of historical drama. GoldenEye, James Bond's triumphant return with that incredible Tina Turner title theme. Pocahontas, Batman Forever, oof. Seven, another great movie. You got David Fincher. You got just 2 tremendous performances from Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. Great movie. Also, Kevin Spacey being evil. And he also plays an evil guy, too. Casper, Waterworld, Jumanji. Not quite as strong a closing trio of films, but Jumanji's all right. I like Jumanji. I don't think I ever saw Casper. No interest in Casper whatsoever. You also had stuff like Braveheart come out, but I'm not a big Braveheart guy either. even before the Mel Gibson stuff. Not a big Braveheart guy. Even though he would win Best Director that year, still. Not for me. So 1995, let's see. This would be the crest of like the second or maybe third wave of grunge. We're quickly coming to the end of like grunge and moving into post-grunge and like alternative, at least in terms of North American mainstream rock music. I'm trying to think of the pop hits. I think we're still, we're pre-boy band. We're pre-boy band. I want to say some of the big pop hits would be like your Alanis Morissette's, your Sheryl Crow's, that kind of general ambiance. Tricky. 1995 is kind of a musical dead zone for me. I do know there was a great Bruce Coburn album that came out, because I remember Bone in Your Ear. Tremendous. I don't think that's what this will be. But wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be lovely? Okay. Without further ado, let's hear the first component in our 1995 bandle, which is the drums. Let me get this ready here. Play along at home. You'll probably be better than I will be. Okay. 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 This goes a lot kind of harder and faster than I expected it to. This is not what I was expecting. Mid-90s music always sounds slow to me. That drum, that really threw me off. I don't have a guess, so I am going to skip, and we're going to move on to the bass. Synth. This is really tricking me up. I feel like I should know this. Oh man. Not even so much the synth, but just like the rhythm there. I feel like I know this. Synth really does not feel like a 1995 thing. I suppose, like, you have your industrial metal. Like, obviously, Nine Inch Nails was using synth. This is really tricky. This is really tricky. Oh, I've got Chance calling in. Let's see what he says. Hello, Chance. Yes. Okay, folks, Chance has the answer. Chance, what is your answer?
It's Just a Girl by No
Doubt. Oh, yes, it is. 100%. Okay, that totally makes sense. As soon as the little down, 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 down. Just a Girl is the guess from Chance. Let's see if, yes, indeed, it is. Great poll from our tech manager, Chance, who nailed that one. So he helped me get to par. I think, to be honest, the vocals might have helped. All right, Chance, I'll see you in a little bit. However, I would not have gotten it in three. Let's hear the electric guitar and backing vocals. Saying I probably would have gotten it at this point, but hey, Chance beat me to it. Chance with an excellent guess of Just a Girl, and you know what, no doubt that makes sense. 1995, that makes sense. Let's hear, just for the sake of it, the voice cover. There you go. KK Slider as Gwen Stefani. This audio has been going viral again on TikTok too. All right, we're gonna let that play out one more time as I get our next track queued up. We have got, you know what? I can get behind this. Sorry, I was distracted by the KK Slider vocals. We have got Miko, M-I-C-O. With The One to Fall, coming up next in just a moment on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Another bandel successfully handled, albeit with a lifeline used. Thank you, Chance, for that. Folks, once again, one more time before we hit the music, it is the funding drive. So if you enjoy the kind of work we do here at CFRC, please consider donating either directly through CFRC.ca, or if you want your tax receipt, you can donate through Queens. They're pretty good about getting you that kind of stuff. All right, gonna play a quick promo for the football game tomorrow, Queens Laurier 2 playoff semifinal contest, and then we're gonna get into Miko, that's it, with The One to Fall.
After an eventful quarterfinal game, your Queens Gaels are still running down a dream. And on Saturday, November 2nd, they come face to face with the number one ranked, undefeated Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. The stakes are high and the odds are stacked against the Gaels, but this is a team that makes the impossible look routine. Can the Gaels continue their incredible underdog run and dream the impossible dream? Or will the Golden Hawks send Queens crashing back to reality? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
I'm calling from 1,000 miles away. You're going about your day while well, I've been struggling to catch my sleep. The days start blending in weeks. It feels like we don't have a thing to say. Cause I haven't seen your face in months, and you just think I'm out of touch. But it's not fair, I'm everywhere while you're just waiting for someone who can give enough when life's been dealing all too much. I'm hating how it played out on the day I had to leave. Cause now I'm scared to love the thought of you the way you did with me. I know you're breaking, bending me, you're ripped before I'll ever be. The one to fall for someone I can barely see. We'll be right back.
think you hope we're farther than we've come. But so much time has gone, like how to end up at your family home. Well, mine has only seen you once. I hate how we skip past the parts I want. But it's feeling like it's all too rushed, and you just think I'm out of touch. But it's not fair, I'm everywhere while you're just waiting. I'm hating how it played out on the day I had to leave. Cause now I'm scared to love the thought of you the way you did with me. I know you're breaking fast, admit you're ever falling for me. The ones I fall for someone I can barely see. You're holding on, I'm holding out. You're looking up as I let you down. You look at me a certain way that I just can't reciprocate so well. Sorry that you fell. Cause now I'm hating how it played out on the day I had to leave. And now I'm scared to love the thought of you the way you did with me. I know you're
you better wait to fall. They'll tell you where to go, but they won't know.
Standing on the edge of the crater, like the prophets once said, and the ashes are all cold now, no more bullets, and the embers are dead. Whispers in the air tell the tales of the brothers gone. Desolation, devastation. What a mess we made when it all went wrong. Watching from the edge of the circus for the games to begin. Gladiators draw